You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, broadcasting live from Nelson Mandela University.
I have fought against white domination. And I have fought against death domination. I have studied the idea of a democratic and free society, in which all persons live together in harmony and with equal opportunity. It is an idea which I hope to live for and to achieve. But if need be, it is an idea for which
Nelson Mandela University. Change the world. You're tuned into Madiba's Radio, changing the world one voice at a time.
This is Madiba's Radio News.
You are connected to Madiba's Radio, The Call Out. My name is Siam Shaw, and these are your top stories for this hour. Accused attempted murderer of actress Tebogo Tobejane, Busimusi Matlala, is applying for bail as he claims he was being framed. OpenAI's ChatGPT is now instilling new parental controls on their system. A former worker for the Sunday's River Valley Municipality Traffic Department will return to Gqeberha High Court tomorrow for allegations in fraud. However, the judge leading the trial is also accused of fraud. Busimusi Matlala is facing charges for the attempted murder of his former lover and actress, Tebogo Tobejane, in 2023. Tobejane and three others were in a car when gunmen arrived next to the car and opened fire. Three survived, but unfortunately, Tobejane passed. Matlala, as well as his wife and others, were accused in this matter. OpenAI's ChatGPT is now instilling new parental controls, which will notify parents of teenagers if it detects that their child may be in distress. A former worker for the Sunday's River Valley Municipality Traffic Department is facing 50 charges in Gqeberha's High Court. These charges include fraud, forgery, and racketeering, which are linked to corrupt driver's license and learner's licenses. There have been delays in the court proceedings, but a newly assigned judge is set to tackle the matter after the officer who convicted Petrus was arrested for fraud and corruption charges in May. To repeat your headlines, the accused attempted murderer of actress Tebogo Tobejane, Busimusi Matlala, is applying for bail as he claims he was being framed. OpenAI's ChatGPT is now instilling new parental controls on their system. A former worker for the Sunday's River Valley Municipality Traffic Department will return to Gqeberha High Court tomorrow for allegations in fraud. However, the judge leading the trial is also accused of fraud. For Madiba's Radio, I am Siam Shaw.
Send your stories to news.madibasradio@mandela.ac.za.
You are connected to The Call Out right here on Madiba's Radio podcast, where we connect, inform, and absolutely engage. The name of myself and the person that I'm with. I'll first start with me. My name is Katlego Mofokeng. I'm also known as Girl with the Nice Pants on the Instagram streets.
Ashup.
And who am I here with?
You are with Uvuyiso Nanu. I'm going to charge for your daily dose of sugar. But don't take me in too many doses because you might have diabetes. You know what's up. You know what's up. So what are we talking about today, Katlego?
She's talking back, all things culture. You know what? The crazy thing is, I was here with Karabo and now I'm here with you. And I never see both of you at the same time.
Yeah. We need, before the year ends,
please,
to be all three of us,
all three of us just causing a ruckus
in people's ears. We should do that for real. So what's happening today?
Oh, we're talking about things culture. What does it mean? I mean, it is Heritage Month, so we are trying to figure out how best to understand what culture is and also the history of Heritage
that
Month.
That is actually beautiful. So like today, we'll just be laying a groundwork, defining what culture is, the differences between identity and unity, roles that culture has played in South Africa, the differences between really what I didn't know until last week, because I was having this conversation with a person. They were like, no, there's a difference between ethnicity and my tribe.
Oh, damn.
I'm like,
Wait a minute.
What do you mean now?
Wait, break it down for me.
Exactly. I was like, how? What's the difference between your tribe and your ethnicity? Apparently, there's a difference. So we'll just be talking about those things, which may seem obvious to the obvious eye, but really they aren't, because there's so many political or ideologies that define culture and race and all of these things. So, yeah, spring has sprung. The sun is out. I see you looking beautiful.
I look like the sun myself.
Okay. And it was her birthday, guys. So let's say happy birthday.
I'm older now.
Okay.
Shout out the frontal lobe.
More wisdom, I presume.
I hope so.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. So let's just dive into it.
Yeah.
How would you, Katleko, define what culture is in your perspective?
You know, I believe culture are practices that have come to define your way of life.
Mm.
And so for me, it's not just, you know, it's something as simple as in my family.
Yeah.
We have a thing where they like, it's a certain kind of culture. It's a practice. The best way to bond with anyone in my family is to bond with them over a TV show.
Oh, wow.
So they have a culture of literally delving into the arts. And the only way, more often than not, to connect with them is to be as interested in it, in whatever it is that they're watching. Mm. So, yes, I think for me, it extends past things like, you know, the rites of passage that you have or whatever else. I think it's daily practices that make up the way of life that you have. What is it to you, though?
I mean, for me, it's culture is more than just who we are, but it's a shared beliefs, as you said, the values, the customs, behaviors, the languages, the traditions, and everything that we share together as a family and over broadly as a society. You know, culture is passed from one generation to another to a next, and there are stories that are told from my generation to your generation and that generation.
Definitely.
But then if I bring it in home, for me, in that same aspect as you was talking about, like how you share love in your culture. For me, the culture in my family, how we share love is teasing each other.
Oh, wow.
I swear, from my dad to
me. So you must have like some thick skin. Because
I do.
There's nothing that's off limits.
Fam? You have no idea. Ever since I was a younger, my dad would just wake us up in the morning. You know, my dad would wake us up saying, no diploma, no degree, only security.
Wow.
That was the motivation to get us to wake up in the morning.
Oh,
that,
wow.
To remind us, if you don't work hard and go to school in this cold weather, you only end up being a laboring worker.
And it's not going to look nice.
It's not going to look nice. So you better wake up, my bro. You better wake up. So like that's our bonding culture in my family. It's always been teasing
beautiful.
Each other. But then the question becomes how that culture in South Africa, because in South Africa, we're called the Rainbow Nation. Mm. You know, we are this people of different aspects and all of those things.
Yeah, a lot of diversity.
Do you think our different cultures interact as great with each other, or do you think there's still separation?
You know what? I have come to realize more often than not lately, and social media is, I think, beautiful in that sense. You know that trend, I'll call you back, my plug, Colin?
Yo, I'm going to TikTok.
When I tell you, it's literally it's literally voice notes of people's parents cussing them out, like, you took my car and you haven't come back home. And for the most part, it's been Afrikaans speaking parents that are going off on their kids. And they're being so dramatic. And people are saying, you know, we only thought black mothers were the most dramatic ones. But we're hearing Afrikaans mothers be like, oh, you clearly want me to have a heart attack. I'm going to die from all the stress you're causing.
Oh, that's a black mother right there.
And you're just like, oh. That's definitely a black mother.
That's a black mother.
Like, Afrikaners are literally the same as us. And so it's beautiful to see that. But I think yesterday was an interesting view of culture. It was Spring Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Spring Day is where batelana ngamanzi estrateni mess. And it was so beautiful to see that kids are actually out in the streets. The kids will be all right. They're out in the streets again. They're throwing water at each other. They're having a fun time. It's hot out there and people are embracing that. So I think, yes, South Africans are coming together in a way. It's just that we don't see it as often. And so more often than not, we think that we're just very far apart.
You know, to just emphasize on that, I kind of like TikTok culture.
Mm-hmm.
About going back to my family about teasing each other.
Mm.
I kind of like that Xhosa people get slack on
Yo,
Yeah. They'll be like, hey, yeah. We're talking to a Xhosa person and they have a grenade gun or something
and
like that.
It just sounds like it's
like, come on, bro, what are you doing? Like,
yeah.
But I kind of like the culture that we can interact with each other and be like, yo, Zuli, wow, you wear vest and itupu all day. And like, your Xhosa, you do this and this and this. It's like a way of bonding and like just getting rid of those prejudices and those stereotypes that we may have against each other. And it's a beautiful thing. I really think
it's something that we've come to appreciate as a people and how we come together. It's gorgeous to see.
And, you know, talking about the kids being outside, it's such a beautiful thing that I think we forget often. And we can blame a lot of things about it, but then the preserving of our culture is such an important thing in the manner of like, Amakwicho, singing those songs, having those dances. You know, these are such beautiful, intricate parts of our society that I feel like are kind of being overlooked at schools.
Definitely.
You know, I feel like they're kind of being overlooked, especially with a subject like life orientation. Life orientation for me is the most important subject in everything, because it actually orientates you to life. It orientates you to life. But then for me, it's like, if there was such things where you can be taught about our history as a people at a larger spectrum, say, listen, this is the history of the Sotho people. They went from here to this, to here, to this and this. This is why they ended up in the middle of South Africa as their own country, you know, because most people are not liable to that information. They don't know that information as they should, and be like, okay, this is where Free State is. This is where Bloem. These are these people. And it's such a beautiful part of our history that should be told, because that history and that culture, they play an integral role into
who we are.
And then the question would be, and to you and the audience, what do you think your family lineage or culture, how has it shaped who you are now or where you are, if you don't mind sharing?
I don't. Uh-huh. I brag about my family all the time. Like, but my family is full of teachers, for the most part. So they're educators and whatnot. But they're storytellers at heart. So my aunt will tell a story and you will feel like you're in the room with them. Like, you will be able, and you're just like, oh my, and it's funny and it's hilarious. And that's like, that's just how our family is. Now I'm a storyteller and I'm a writer. I'm the writer in the family, the creative. So the cousins all decided to go and branch into sciences and mathematics and all that. And I just branched into the creative side of things. I was the one with the head tie when I was younger. Murky waters, but like,
expressive.
Storytelling is now so in my blood. It forms the intricacies of my life. So as a poet, it informs what I do. And so even now in radio, it informs the way I interact with people.
So you didn't tell me you were a poet.
I am.
That's crazy work to me.
I am.
You write.
I do.
Or what type of poetry do you dive into?
It depends on the day, but mostly now it's been more activism, really more than anything. But I'm a love poem type of girl.
Okay.
I'm a love poem.
You know what? Let me. I'm not even doing a promo or anything, but there's a poetry competition happening later on this month with the Poetry Society.
Ooh.
You should pull through.
They always have. Wait.
Yeah.
I think you got money.
Yeah.
Wow.
Prize money is 500. 300. The second, 250.
I'm about to win there.
So yeah, if you're listening, pull up. Also, I'm a writer myself.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I'm a writer. I don't consider myself a poet.
Okay.
I consider the way I look at my poetry, I look at it as I am the poem, and the person who's writing me out is God. I always say that, because I don't think my poems come from me.
I think the best way to describe that is that you're a wordsmith.
Yes, you know, I'm just there.
I think that encapsulates the beauty of what it is. You're a wordsmith.
Yeah, and I just love art and writing myself.
Really?
Too much.
Favorite poem of all time?
Favorite poem of all time is Wild.
Come on.
Wild.
Come on. That's intricacy. Come on. What's one poem that like blows your mind?
You can't do this to me. Like, I have to consider Abo Tuli Zuma, Rudy Francisco.
Oh,
I have to consider these people.
He's judged one of my competitions.
Really?
South Africa 2023. And he judged me.
You met Rudy Francisco?
And he even gave a workshop at Poetry Africa.
What was this? Oh my heart.
I made top five, and I was like, Rudy Francisco said I would make top five of a poetry competition.
Wow.
Vibes. He's so amazing.
He's great.
He's absolutely great. Amazing.
He's one of the forefront poets of the last decade that have actually been putting up numbers, one, and actually just going around the world and making a living off of being a poet. And he's like...
And mentoring people.
Literally.
He's absolutely amazing. That's also, for those of you who don't know, poetry is a culture of its own.
Exactly.
It holds so much in it. I think one of the most important people, the pioneers of poetry, so, okay, there's a memorial. He's Earl Sweatshirt's dad.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I learned that from this girl that I was talking to said that she knows Elsworth's dad, and that dad is her friend's dad. I was like, what? That's crazy.
That is so insane. Yeah. The world is so tiny. But like, yeah, him, when they described his work, they said it would work. I think it's similar with you. He said it would work its way around his body until it was ready for it to come out of his hands. And he said that's what godly writing is that you will feel it in different parts of your bodies. It will make you sick in some form.
Give me the name. I'm going to go read his poetry.
Beautiful.
Now.
Beautiful.
I need to go read his poetry.
Beautiful.
Like, as you're saying, like, even with, like, culture, especially with the Xhosa people, because, like, we are so poetic in anything that we say.
Yes.
Especially... A lot of people like to say when I speak Xhosa, it's like I'm telling a story.
Oh.
Because you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I wanna, the way I've learned Xhosa, I learned Xhosa through the Bible, through storytelling, through like poetry. You know, that's how I learned Xhosa. So like the Xhosa that I speak is more that side. You know what
it's
I mean?
Biblical.
Yeah, it's biblical in a sense. And even with biblical, because most of the Bible is poetry in itself.
True. Yeah,
like most of it is poetry in itself. And for me, how I approach that sort of culture is a matter of, or poetry as a culture is a matter of just how can, at least for me, the reason I write is like, how can I, as a writer, say what the next person wants to say?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, how can I articulate? Yeah, how can I say the next thing that the one next, but then also being true to myself, because I know that me and that other person, we share the same heart, we go through the same struggles, but this is in different ways. And it's like a beautiful thing to like see people interact with what you're saying, or you interact with what they're saying. You're like, wow,
yeah,
I relate to what Kat is saying right now.
You know, feeling it. I think one of the poems that I think I've never, it's been a back and forth really. The poem Water, and now there's three poems called Water that I know of. First one, Kolega Putu.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Second one, Masai Sipur.
Mm-hmm.
Third one now, The Late Dimpo Piri.
Mm.
And
I think I know one of them.
Hearing those poems about water, what it means, especially Kolega's first one, it hit me. Like, we have come to be cleansed here. We have come to, and you're just like, ooh, okay, beautiful. And then Masai comes back and says, the only thing that water has brought is sorrow. It is a graveyard.
Yeah.
And you're like, ooh, okay. And then with Dimpo Piri, he spoke about it as a purifying body, you know, that helps cleanse you. So, guys, poetry.
It's everything. It's everything. I was actually looking for this poem that you're talking about. I think I've heard one of them. I think I've heard Kolega Putuma's poem. Going back to my favorite poem, I can't specifically say what my favorite poem is. I've always wanted to be asked this question. But I'll give you a top five list at the top of my head. It's probably If I Was a Love Poet by Rudy Francisco. Because to me, that defined what romanticism in poetry can be. You know what I mean?
And the simplicity of describing a Starbucks order and being like really, really romantic with it. And you're like, what?
And then he switches it up in the last line.
The attention to detail. He's amazing. He really is.
One by Thuli Zuma.
I have not.
You've not heard? You don't know Thuli Zuma?
I have not heard of it.
She is the, I hate saying this, but she is the daughter of Jacob Zuma. But she's more than that. Yeah. I swear. She's an amazing, there's this one line that I live by. Yeah. I live by. She says, knowledge does not make us bulletproof. Bones break the same way, no matter the intention.
Oh!
I live by that. So it means like, no matter what my intention was, if I hurt you, regardless of what my intention was, yeah. it did still hurt you. I was shooting the gun. I didn't mean to shoot you. I meant to shoot the wall behind you.
But either way, I shot you.
But I shot you. So knowledge does not make us bulletproof. Bones break the same way, no matter the intention. And she goes on and tells the story. Ugh. And then number three, I know people are going to hate me or blah, 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 going to judge me the Africanist, the... But Shakespeare is that guy. Shakespeare is that guy.
I love the fact that you just like disclaimer, by the way, if you hate on me.
I know they're going to hate me.
You like the old school.
I like old school.
Love that.
I love old school. I like about Lord Byron, about Shakespeare, mm-mm. about Percy Bysshe Shelley. I like old school. I like, even when I write, it depends on what the type of style I'm using. Mm. And I'll use old school, or I'll use new school, or I'll use African literature. It doesn't matter. And anything by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Oh, of course.
Like, basically, that's poetry. That's me. That's
poetry in motion.
Chinua Achebe, come on.
Oh,
that's basic. What about
okay,
you?
One thing about Nigerian writers, though, they're like really good at their style.
That's
like,
too much.
And the way they speak is just like super poetic.
Too much.
I mean, look at the one thing, and it's like, it's a saying that's just like, sense has chased you all of your life, but you have been faster. That is like the nicest way to tell somebody, like,
stupid.
And like, when you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's so beautiful and poetic that you're just like, wow, how do you even come up with that?
Nah, I feel like I have to, when I'm writing one of my novels, yeah, I will write a novel by the Lord's hand.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go live in Nigeria.
Yes.
And write it while I'm in Nigeria. Because I feel like
that they chaos. The controlled chaos, the beauty of it. I've never seen someone describe things, even like the most ordinary of things, and turn them into this languid, beautiful, vivid thing right before your eyes when you're reading from a Nigerian writer. Mm-hmm. So there's something about that culture within them.
Like, literally.
It's beautiful the way they speak and the way they go on to put it on paper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very telling.
I think I'm saying this for the 1,000th time, but no one can convince me that I have not been to Nigeria. Yes, my passport is empty there.
Yeah.
But I have
But you've been there.
I've been to Nigeria.
You've
because
seen.
I've read these artists and poets and writers from Nigeria. I've walked the streets of Biafra because of Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie. I've been in that war, and I was like,
You've seen those things.
Because I was like, yo, this is what sorrow can bring in a war. I could see the planes being shot out of the sky. I could see the gun. I could see the lovemaking.
Okay. But like, you're doing so well. How do you go from a gun to lovemaking?
But I'm trying to like show you, like, I could see the child's laughter. I could see everything because she writes it so well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, basically, that's just love by the lovemaking. That was upside.
Yeah, I think I like that. I like the culture of writing, but I think it also, what is the word for it? It doesn't eternalize something, but it puts something, when you write and years later people come across your writing, they understand the generation you lived in.
They are a true poet, madam.
The time that you were living in and what it is that you were experiencing. And that's beautiful.
That's why I write. You are a true poet.
You know what
madam.
I mean?
You understand.
There's something about it. I often hear, like, when you are sitting in like these rooms and at seminars and stuff, you'll hear, you know, Steve Biko's writing is timely. And you think about it and you're like, this person wrote based on circumstances during his time. And yet many others over time have read and related to that.
Mm.
That's something that's telling. And it's going to last over several lifetimes because you've put it on paper.
Mm.
So poetry itself is basically just interlocked fingers on a piece of paper, and basically the discovery of self within a specific time. And I love that.
That was a poem in itself. Interlocked fingers.
Hey, yo.
Hey, do you hear that?
Hey, yo.
Hey. That is just, that art in itself is just a broad perspective of what truth is. I feel like for me, the reason why some poems or some poets can live a long time, you have people saying that, I will love you for 400 years. There's this line from this poet. She says, she says to this lover that I will love you for 400 years. Mm-hmm. I read that poem and I'm like, written in 1769. I'm like,
and
bro really has loved her for 400 years because I'm out
and
here.
And like way longer.
Reading the poem about her.
Generations later.
I'm like, that's what it, because once something is true, like you mentioned about Steve Biko, because it was true. Once something is true, there's no changing what is truth. So it remains as it is, no matter what time it is.
Ooh.
People can relate to it because it's true. The reason why other poets or other poems, they fade away because you are trying to impress, you are trying to sound good. Thus, it seems, it's good in the moment. Yeah, we'll clap for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
over time,
it dissipates because it's not true.
Rupi Kaur.
You know Rupi?
Of course.
Okay, guys, we'll talk about poetry the whole day.
We're like gushing right now.
We'll talk about Rupi the whole day.
At this point.
But like, I want to define culture first. So just to digress from our poetic conversation, culture refers to the way of life of a group of people, including their language, custom, traditions, belief, values, arts, food, clothing, and behavior. Celebrating a Heritage Day, people will eat papa and chakalaka, performing traditional dress, dances and attire. Anyone can adopt or learn a culture, even if they are not born to it. Do you believe that?
Yes. It's happened. I mean, you see it with Africa Day or Africa Week.
Yeah.
You see the celebration of different cultures by different people.
Cool.
And you're just like, you can immerse yourself sometimes in that culture also because they share food.
Yeah.
And the best way for anybody to like kind of get along with anyone
food.
Is just food. Sharing food and putting it out there and being like, eat this. This reminds me of this time. This reminds me of when I was at this age.
Yeah.
There's beauty in that.
If you could switch to any culture in the world, where would you go?
Switch to any culture. Okay, I'm sort of Antoine, so I need to like figure out. I don't want to say Xhosa or Zulu. I don't want to say the Nguni languages.
Of course, Xhosa.
Nguni languages are where it's at. You know? And I think it's also just because of the preservation of said culture.
Yeah.
I mean, with Sotho speaking people, the beauty, and I guess Tswana people, the beauty of it is Botswana and Lesotho literally exist. But obviously the migration into South Africa has changed certain aspects of, you know, the practice of culture. But the preservation of culture here in the Eastern Cape and in KZN, it's very telling and it's very beautiful to see.
You have no
idea. It's a sight to behold.
I'm sure you haven't been to the Lalis or like even home, but then like it's a big day.
Apparently, it's
like,
a time.
There is a set structure of how Umgidi is run.
Really?
Who goes into where, who's this thing, who's, and it's a beautiful thing to
and
watch.
It's sacred.
There's respect of all peoples. You know what the greatest lie they told us about our culture?
Mm-hmm.
Is that our culture keeps women down. I swear.
This is very true.
Swear. When I watch how the Xhosa people interact with elders of the other gender, I'm like,
Bona.
Where is this patriarchal punishment of people? I genuinely haven't seen it. Yes, there are instances where he's doing too much. But then in a culture in itself, in a broader view, I've seen even women are given where it's their chance to speak now to the guy. It's it's like a beautiful culture of like all respects of all people. And I'm like,
wow.
Where did they
get this patriarchal stance from?
I don't know about the patriarchal part, but then I feel like everyone plays the role that they want to play. Everyone puts a piece in the which in the way that they want to. They can either respect culture or they don't respect culture.
Mm-hmm.
And either way, it's because you are whoever you are. You're not really, you're putting a stain on it or you're not putting a stain on it. It's just, it
I love that.
Hey, a culture is a beautiful thing for real. Now, going back to the main topic.
But wait, who would you, what culture would you
Oh, me.
Up?
Oh, I love the Asian communities.
Really?
Oh, I love the Asian communities so much.
Oh, wow.
They're so respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Racist. I even have a won in my bag. I have 1,000 won in my. That's a lot of money. That's 12 rand. So like, I really love the Asian people specifically. I mean, I don't even mean like now. I mean like, I would love to go stay in a village in like Japan or something.
Ooh, the greenery there is beautiful.
Beautiful.
The respect they have for nature is
exactly what I mean.
Yeah, it's otherworldly.
Like I want to farm rice and just chill. Like
live your best
life. I wouldn't mind just farming rice, going on a horse ride, getting some water, getting myself a nice Asian baddie.
Oh,
chill. I'm getting
the man said Asian bitch.
I'm chilling.
But yeah, I think there's something there's a respect that they have for nature.
Hmm.
That's, it's different.
Yeah, that's true right there. But then for me, as I was said in the, I didn't know that there was a difference between ethnicity and tribe.
Please tell us what the difference is.
Hey, man.
Because, wow.
I was like, I felt so,
Kanshani,
my sister. So, basically, okay, can I tell you guys the story? Because it's pretty embarrassing.
Okay.
So now, I was asking this person, because we're at the conference together, and I'm asking them, like, what language, I wanted to ask, like, what ethnicity are they?
Okay.
I did ask what ethnicity are they, and they were like, what do you mean ethnicity? Do you want my ethnicity or my tribe? I'm like, hey, wanna. What do you mean?
What does that even mean?
Exactly. So apparently ethnicity refers to a group of people who share a common ancestral language, history and cultural heritage. Zulu, Xhosa, Venda, Afrikaans, Indian, South Africans, all ethnic groups in South Africa. Ethnicity is often something you are born into, and it usually includes a shared culture and language. So meaning,
okay,
these are the Xhosas.
Yeah.
You are Xhosa, fine. You are Zulu, Venda. You are Afrikaners. That's your ethnicity.
Okay.
Okay. What is tribe? Definition, a tribe is a social group within an ethnic group, usually with its own leadership, like a chief, custom, territory.
Okay.
Yeah, here we go. Within the Zulu ethnic group. So let's say within the Zulu ethnic group, there may be different Zulu tribes with their own families, lineages, or clans, and tribes, and are often specific and local compared to ethnic groups. So meaning like, even with the Xhosa,
it also explains the different dialects.
Yeah.
Because, people are always saying, P.E. Xhosa is very weird Xhosa.
Yeah,
Everybody has a different type.
Yeah.
Leba Soto, there's South Soto, there's Northern Soto.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Even I was at East London and they were like, "Ngowa bifundi?" I didn't go to buy.
It's not looking good. Yeah, even the Tswana people from your Rustenbergs, your Mahikings and the like sound completely different to those in, let's say, Huhudi, Freiberg-y type, It sounds completely different, and some of them speak much faster than the others, and you have to catch on very quickly. It's very not easy.
I really want to live in Joburg because of that. I just want to like...
Being in Joburg, I am multilingual.
Exactly.
And I can speak just like half of everything.
Yeah, you guys always
just get
say
away
that.
With like half of everything. Sometimes you even just like at random shock, you'll pull out a language you didn't realize you even speak.
Mm.
And you're just like, wow.
Oh,
that's different.
I speak Venda.
I wish. I really wish I was exposed to that.
Yeah.
I really do. Even Tsonga, because I'm like, yo, what a language.
Yeah, that's true. Right. So do you think with the ethnic groups and different tribes, different clans, do you think that clan names still play a role into who we are now in a modern day age?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I think knowing my clan names is like... It tells the story of the people who came together to make you who you are. You know?
Mm.
So, and more often than not, you know, when people are reciting their clan names, they sometimes speak of like certain incidents that led to whatever.
Mm.
So it's...
becomes a story.
Exactly.
Of the lineage.
Yeah. So you hear it and you're like, wow, this is... Your clan names is basically an expression of love over generations that have come to create who you are now. So I'm like, okay, I'm looking at a series of decisions to love, to continue to harness something as beautiful as a kite of love type thing.
Do you mind saying the clan names?
Oh, ish, which ones? That's also another thing. I can't mention one without mentioning the other, and it's a bit problematic because ngabizi lozi lags over snacks.
Hey, bona, eh?
Ngabizi lozi lags over snacks.
Which ones are you allowed to say?
I'm not allowed to say. Well, am I allowed to say any one of them? I mean, I'm by right gikatlahwa hamfukeng, but also gikatlahwa hamfukeng mashaba. I'm double barreling.
Why
so Mashaba's my dad's surname, Mufukeng is my mom's surname. But I can never ever take away the work that both of these families have done in my life. So I can never really like put one away from the other. That's why I'm double barreling now. So ish, to do the Mashaba's, hey, my dad had a boss. I'm so sorry. I love you, G. But Mufukeng ke ke Mufukeng wa mbona wan kokotono wa mayetsa. Wa nonyana etlaetse etlaeletse bokone.
Are you going to work? Yeah.
We must go to
suit. Hey, we must go to the suit now, guys.
Oh,
get
no
yourself
way
a Mufukeng.
Hey, the Mufukeng, they are gorgeous. My God.
We see through you, my sister.
Thank
we see
you
through
you. Yeah, I just gave basically a little of a summary. My grandmother's probably going to be like, what are you doing when you're in Eastern Cape, my child?
What are you doing?
Do you know yours? Can you say
yes,
yours?
Yes, of course, you know. Andizo naba too much, but ke mna ndingu chai uzongozi uchanana ehlaba ngomkhondo. That's just
utwang bahlaba ngomkhondo.
This is we'll end it there. Ofuna udibana nami, this is for the Xhosa kids. We can meet outside.
Hey, my
daughter.
You know what that's about.
Yeah, they know what's up. They know what's up.
Yeah.
So moving on, I want us to do a segment as the month progresses into like having a cultural word of the day.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if you have anything prepared for us, or you could give us any word of the day.
There's been one that's on my mind. It's one of saying that basically says, whatever rejects me leaves me unburdened. Like, you know how rejection is protection? Yes. If it rejects me, it leaves me without the burden of having to carry it.
Yo, can you teach me that?
Sengkhanang?
Sintola moralo.
Yeah.
Sengkhanang sintola moralo.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that's
gotta work on the pronunciation, but you're doing great.
Like a 5 out of 10.
Do you have one?
Oh, yes, I do. I actually do. I have two, actually.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have two.
Okay.
The first one is, abathembele enkosini bayakungenzelwa amandla bayakuntenga njengokhosi. So it basically, just in a biblical sense, and then for me, spirituality is very important. Not spirituality, but my relationship with God is very important in the sense of, like, those who trust in the Lord. We don't translate Xhosa, but I'll try. Those who trust in the Lord shall have strength and mount up as eagle, as eagles that fly high against the sun. You know, with the sun. So that to me is very important because it reminds me, like, hey, have a trust in something higher than yourself,
And you will fly.
And you will fly high because you have belief. And speaking of the sun, Yasmin is ilanga malindi linde. I don't know about you. I'm always busy. Like, I'm always super busy. So this one I relate to so much. It basically means, hey, the sun must wait for me.
Yeah, because I need to get all these things done today.
So, hey, wait there.
Yeah, like, relax. Wait there. Your time will come to go down. Not right now.
Not right now.
Wow.
Wait there. It's one of my favorites. I always look at the sun. I'm like, hey.
Delinde.
And it's kind of crazy because that's literally what Joshua did in the Bible, when he was fighting this war, and he's like, God, make the sun stop. We need to win the this war.
Yeah, wait a minute.
And like the sun stops for days and they fight against these guys. Goodness, and it's like,
scorching heat. And it's just like, okay, at some point, someone's going to have to give up on something.
Exactly. So it's just a beautiful, it's a beautiful thing. And to the audience listening, we'd love to hear your input, your word of the days, your input of what culture is and how you define it. Is there anything else we need to talk about today, or are we going to leave it up for the next episodes?
Bona. The next episodes are going to be hot and happening. You will be having Ms. Karabo Daniels back with you. And the beautiful part is you also get a chance to interact with us on all social media platforms. We are Madiba's Radio. Let us know what your word of the day is in your respective languages. I mean, come on, it's Heritage Month. Let's embrace it. Do most.
Away. And I am Uvuyi Senani. We're going to charge you your daily dose of sugar, but don't take me in too many doses because you might have diabetes. And you can catch me on V_Instagram, V_TikTok. If you see an icon with no profile picture, that is me.
Wild. Not the anonymous.
What are your Instagram handles?
My Instagram handle is Girl with the Nice Pants. Anywhere else, and you're doing too much.
Anything else?
Anything else, you're doing too much. If you found me on any other social media platform, you've gone too far.
We'll find your Facebook. You know those Facebooks are very, very embarrassing.
There are so many pictures in primary school. Oh, I beg, don't. Do not.
All right, my people. That's it for the call out at Madiba's Radio, where we'll always stay connecting with you, informing you, and engaging with you. And we love to hear what you have to say. And we'll see you on next week's episode. Away, always.
Goodbye.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Always. Kisses, my people.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pulei Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Oteche deta Madiba Radio.
Omameti Madiba's Radio.
Akalese na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulaleli Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Oredije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio. Opening up the way for you to be heard.
What is up, Madibas? It is another week. It's another episode right here on Madibas Radio Podcast. And you're listening to Extra Time. And I'm your host, Kalibito Kerabona Chabane. And as per usual, I bring you all things sports. Today, I have a familiar voice with me. And yeah, today we're going to give you all things sport. As per usual, it is a new month. So that's really exciting. What's up?
Indeed, Rebone, this is Ubonko Simsom. As you've said, another week, another show of Extra Time where we dive into a world of sports. Today, we've got more exclusive news and updates in the world of sports as we welcome our Heritage Month, Heritage and More Sports to remember. May my culture, your culture, one nation. This is Ubonko Simsom, and we welcome our listeners to the show. As we know, that's because it's Heritage Month, we'll be shining spotlights on culture, heritage, and history in sports. And today, we look at the heritage of one of South Africa's most iconic teams, which is the Orlando Pirates.
Of course, before we dive into that, it is, of course, a new month. And with this new month, we're going to celebrate history. We're going to celebrate culture. We're going to celebrate passion for the games that we love, for the teams that we love, for the teams that we support. And I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to this month. We've had a great month. We've had a great past few months. I mean, May, June, August, we got the most listened to show. So big ups to us and big ups to Extra Time. And thank you to you for constantly tuning in and being with us and engaging with us and listening to our stories and what we have to speak about. And of course, we just come from Women's Month, and we ended Women's Month on a high note, on the highest of notes. Of course, we start with history in the making. The Springboks women team pulled off a nail-biting 29-24 win over Italy at the Rugby World Cup. That victory pushes them into the top 10 rankings and for the very first time into the World Cup playoffs. What a proud moment for South African rugby. Listen.
Indeed, Rivona, this was fantastic. Good performance about with our women, who performed very well in that game against the what a match.
Listen, I came back from the Pirates game, and I dive straight into the Rugby World Cup. And like I said, I haven't been watching sports because I've been busy. Now I'm done with tests. Now I have all the time on my hands to catch up and watch live games and those last few seconds. Ooh, literal chills, goosebumps, all over. I even saw a TikTok recently where it was like 2010 didn't make it into the World Cup quarterfinals. Yes. 2014, we missed it. 2018, we missed it, and we missed it again. And this year,
it seems like we are going for it. It seems like that our
they're gunning for it. They are hungry for it. They are so hungry for it.
I've seen them even when their full time happened and during the match. You know, you can see they were so emotional about it. So they want this. They really want this. They would really want to represent us well in this World Cup. So we just wish them a very good luck in the remaining games, since it's going to be quarterfinals and then it's going to be semifinals. And we hope they make it
into three more games, ladies. Three more games. That's all you need to do. 10 toes down. Okay.
Behind them. Indeed, Rivone. So we also have the Betway Premiership results, which were the games which were played over the weekend. We have got so many results in this Betway Premiership League. Sibonile amaqembu amaningi edlala ibhola elihle kakhulu, from Obridge College against the CS Galaxy to Manchester and Poch against the Mamelodi Sundowns kula magema de khona nge-weekend. So we sine Obridge College eguqile iguqa kwi-CS Galaxy ngamagoli amathathu kwelilodwa. I-CS Galaxy inqobile kulowo mdlalo. Sekukhona United iguqisa i-Durban City ngamagoli amabili kwelingekho. I-Golden Arrows nayo yaguqa kwi-Kaizer Chiefs ngegoli elilodwa ekandeni. Igoli labafana bamakhosi, abantu abalijabulele kakhulu, lishaya uFlavio Silva. The new signings of Kaizer Chiefs combining there. And they scored a beautiful goal, which is Flavio Silva, a new striker.
Yeah, I saw as well.
Yes, Marcus FC played a one-all draw with AmaZulu FC. Marumo Gallants played a one-all draw again with Ipulwane City. Chippa United were hammered by Orlando Pirates with a 3-0 scoreline, which we saw Patrick Tito Masangwai scoring the goal. Dwayne Holtz scoring another goal there. And we also saw Tito Masangwai missing a penalty there. What happened?
And the same thing about Tito. Oh, where Tito? And then, that was so disappointing.
It happens in football. When you think you've got this, and then It's football thing, isn't it?
What I saw a lot in the game, especially having watched it live, was that we had so many lost potential goals. Like, yes, there was a lot of
chances.
There were so many chances that were just there, and at the keeper, especially in the second half.
Yes, yes.
The second half, they came out of that locker room. I don't know what they told that goalkeeper, but they clearly gave him a few words.
Looking at the Orlando Pirates, I think the coach Abdullah has found the gem to the team. They started the season a little bit slow, so now I can see they've found their right combination, their right system to play with the team, especially Abos Belebele, who is running around the left hand wing. He's doing very well. Dwayne Hotto, Mbekezile Mbokazi at the back. Whoa,
people were talking about
defender
Mofokeng and how he didn't play his best. He only came in the second half, but he didn't stay for long. And yeah, I must also say, it wasn't...
Indeed, if we're going to see the performance of Arele Mofokeng, without a doubt, he's a very exceptional player, a very good player. But I think he was affected by the move of Onyeka to the South Arabia. He was pairing with him very well in that combination with him, Onyeka. So
he's still trying to find
his feet off. Yeah, and Orlando Pirates, of course, we know they made a lot of signing this season.
Yeah.
Apolis, Abos Belebele. So they are still trying to find the right combination. Not like Urele has dropped the performance with my own view. I think the boys is talented, one of the best South African footballers. So the boy is starting to find his feet again and try to find new combination with our new signings Afana Nabo Apolis. So again, we had the Stellenbosch losing against Imamelodi Sundowns, which we saw Upisa Shalulile making a record in PSL history, which has become a top goal scorer with 130 goals.
Yeah, I saw that as well.
We want to say congratulations to Upita Shalulile, but we call him Shasha.
Shasha.
So, yeah, he has perform very, very, very well.
But since, I'm proud of Orlando Pirates because they were number 9 on the log before this past weekend's games. And that win against Chipa literally got them to number 5. Now when people post screenshots, they be like, you know how people be like this if you can spot your team. And then it's the top 8 teams. And then Pirates is, now you guys, the crazy thing is, as much as they're now number 5, people are going to still crop and put the top 3 and be like if you see your team. Any way to make Pirates not be visible. But
this season seems like we're going to have a great season. Top teams, which is Orlando Pirates, Mamelodi Sundowns, and Kaizer Chiefs, they seem like they're going to give us a good season. You know, in South African football, it's always nice to see Kaizer Chiefs, Orlando Pirates, and Mamelodi Sundowns performing. On the same level.
Like they really, especially because Mamelodi Sundowns and Orlando Pirates didn't have a great start to their season. Like people were doubting them a lot, and people were like, "No, what's going on?" And we're like, "No, give them time. Just give them time." And their time has been given, and they are coming slowly but surely.
Indeed,
they are gunning for it. Okay, because it is Heritage Month, we will be shining a spotlight on culture, heritage, and history in sport. And today we look at the heritage of one of South Africa's most iconic teams, Orlando Pirates. The club was born in 1937 in Orlando, Soweto, when a group of young boys, many the children of migrant workers, formed a team under the guidance of Andres Pelepele Mkhwanazi, a boxing instructor at the Orlando Boys Club. They played barefoot without boots or kits in the Johannesburg Bantu Football Association. By 1940, their first president, Buthelezi, had bought the team's very first kit from his own pocket. Soon after, Andrew Bassie suggested the name Orlando Pirates, inspired by rebellion, bravery, and the spirit of adventure. Along with a new name came a war cry that still lives on: Ezimnyama Ngenkani, the black ones by force. From there, Pirates grew into more than just a football club. They became a cultural symbol of resilience and unity. They were the first South African team to win the CAF Championship League in 1995, the first to achieve back-to-back trebles in 2011 and 2012, and recently the first to lift the MTA trophy 3 times in a row. In total, Pirates have claimed 9 league titles and over 88 trophies. By that, true measure of their heritage lies in the culture that they've built. When Pirates face Kaizer Chiefs in the Soweto Derby, it is more than a match. It is a South African ritual. Families gathering around TVs, radios buzzing, and stadiums exploding with vuvuzelas, chants, and songs.
Indeed.
Love heritage. I love culture. I love that this month, that's what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be focusing on the history and the cultures that come with the teams that we so love and support.
Yeah, it's a very great initiative that we're going to do to look and dwell in our club's cultures. What are made of our club? As we know, and today as we look at Ezimnyama Ngenkani, this is the greatest club ever in South Africa. As we know, they have a star. So the CAF Champions League star, it means we are such a big club not just in South Africa, but in the whole of Africa, because this is a huge milestone to be achieved by any club. Winning a Champions League is a very, 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 very a good thing. And they've produced so many legends, many brands, from since about Jerry Skhosana, who was a part of a 1996 squad who won their first ever Champions League, to Abo Opa Manyisa, Andile Jali, Happy Jele. The list is endless. I think the list is endless.
It is endless.
Normally, Senzo Menyi.
I was about to say Senzo Menyi are now Orlando Pirates is, and then the recent, the new generation, Bomo Fokeng.
Yes. So they are just a phase of our South African football. So I think this is a very great club, which we indeed have to look their club history and culture. So, as we know that they have a logo and kit analysis, let's talk about the badge and colors that makes the Pirates instantly recognizable. The skull and crossbone logo is bold and fearless. It symbolizes defiance, courage, and unity. a reminder of the fighting spirit of the Soweto. For supporters, it's not just a football crest, it's an identity. Mm. Their black and white kit is equally powerful. Black represents resilience, strength, and pride, while white carries hope, purity, and new beginnings. Together, the color tells story of struggle and triumph, making the Paris stripe of the most iconic in African football. As we know, that they are from this Dusty Township field in Orlando East to continental glory. Orlando Pirates carry the heartbeat of South African heritage. This month, as we celebrate our diverse culture, it's a club to remember. Sports is just about the scoreboard. It's about history, pride, and identity.
Listen, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what team we're going to do next week.
I think because we're still in Soweto.
No? Yeah, so we'll just go right around the corner.
I think so. Well, it's Kala and Achuria and Spon Samakosa Mganjana. So I think we're gonna bring back Amakosi.
No, so, that is, yeah. I think we definitely should. And it's a team that does deserve to be acknowledged for its heritage and its culture. Indeed, I think it has indeed, the biggest fan base in the country.
Yeah.
Like, Pirates aside, no one comes close to Kaizer Chiefs.
Indeed.
As
you know, they say, Lamalanga makhosi ajabulile abafana basephefeni. They were not safe as a supporters, of course.
Yeah.
We are number two, unbeaten.
We're not going to jump, you guys. Relax.
Simnandi yabo.
Hi Nipolile. Cruising. So Julius Malema says, as and I say this with no fear of contradiction, we are cruising. And that's exactly what the supporters are doing. They are cruising every week. It's just, I saw another post where it posted Kaizer Chiefs and the upcoming games with the teams that they have, and someone was like, this is an easy, I think, 21 points.
Indeed.
21, like 15. I don't know, but it was 15
points.
Yeah, they were like, this is the next three easy. He's 15 points. I was like, ugh, this is what happens when they get too in over their head. But we shall see. We definitely shall see.
Another thing, Ribone, we have to wish Ibafana Bafana great display, as we know, they are facing Lesotho on Friday, and on the 9th, they are facing Nigeria.
I'll be there. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to go home. Oh my goodness, so many things are happening. So many great things are happening. I almost forgot. I'll be there. I was talking to my parents. I was like, can we please get our tickets for that Bafana Bafana game? Yo. Because I cannot miss it. Like, I cannot be in Bloom and not watch. I mean, I was in PE when the Boko were here. I can't be in Bloemfontein and miss Bafana Bafana. What's the taking on Nigeria?
A good match between the giants of Africa. Bafana Bafana, we know this. They still have this thing that Nigeria, they Trump asked last year.
So that's like, it's very exciting.
We need to do some revenge. And the squad updates, Sipho Mbolo replaced Tito Maswanganyi and
Tito from Pirates?
Yes. Tito has been emerged as injured player. So he has been replaced by another Orlando Pirates star player, which is Sipho Masterchef Mbolo. He's welcome back to the squad. And also Maluisane from Stellenbosch. Sam Maluisane has replaced Umfana was odlala phesheya ime ekhon from EFC Munich and Bochum edlala kwi Division 2 yase Germany. So yeah, we wish Bafana Bafana all the best
to please continue
qualifying our World Cup matches against Lesotho.
Please make us proud.
And they will make us proud.
They definitely will. I don't have a doubt in my bone. No DNA, just RSA. RSA.
As you know, we always say this on extra time.
Yeah, because it really is no DNA, just RSA. And to think that they've grown so much over these past few years is so commendable. Indeed. It's so beautiful to watch. I'm glad we're at the age where we can see it in real time and actually experience it.
I never say that I will stand and say I'm going to support Bafana Bafana and be so courageous and very proud. Because the previous performance, it used to be so poor of Bafana Bafana.
People didn't care.
Ever since Coach Hugo Bruce came in, I'm telling you,
Hugo Bruce.
Indeed, you deserve it. Ngoba ufike iqembu walishintsha kakhulu, lakade luthathe kwenye level, walibeka kwenye level iqembu lakade likhona, mixing the youth and experience here and there. And you know, that's the players the technical staff, all the administrative staff in SAFA, they are in this mission, one goal, to make Bafana Bafana succeed. And we hope that the team gonna qualify for the World Cup.
I really hope so. I pray that they qualify for the World Cup. When we were the host.
And we didn't even make it to the next round. Just imagine.
We just had that beautiful opening goal by Simphiwe Tshabalala. Yes. And then...
the rest was
and that was the end for us. We just were there for the vibes. We're just there for the fact that we hosted the World Cup. Mm. But genuinely, I really do hope. We need to pray. We need to come together as a country and pray for success for all our teams. Pray for the women to become, to make it into the finals.
Mm. Yes, 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 yes.
We for do. The men to qualify
for the World Cup.
Because I know we can do it, man.
We will do it. No doubt about it.
South Africa is in a new era of sports.
Indeed,
they also released the World Athletics South Africa.
Oh, yes,
they released their team. Akani Simbine is part of it. Bayanda Walaza. Bradley is there. A lot of the Olympic athletes are part of it as well, especially the 4x100 meter. And they recently won at South African Sports Awards. They won Best Team.
Yes.
It was the 4x100 meter. It was collected by Bradley and Sean, though, because Bayanda and Akana were not at the awards. Mm. And then Tatiana Smith also won Best Sportswoman of the... We're in a new era, okay? We're in a new, beautiful era.
South Africa is dominating the sports. From swimming to athletics to football to rugby, we are there.
As they should.
Yes,
of course, that brings us to the end of our beautiful, beautiful show. And more than anything, I'm really excited for the weeks that are to come. I'm so excited to learn about the culture and the heritages behind various sports. And yeah, like...
Yes, it is something to look forward to. That will be great. During the whole month when we are doing the show, we'll be exposed to new culture, new religion of or particular club or particular...
Listen, if I like a team's history a little bit much, they may just take me. If I find a little bit, I'm like, actually, I like that. I like the history behind that. They may just have me.
So it will be great to learn with new culture so we can see what things we're going to experience in this month of e-heritage. So it's been a good show here with us, me, Ubonko Sokamsomi, and Uribone Wakachabane. My Divas podcast, we connect, inform, and engage. We are out. Thank you very much.
Until next time.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana. How many more licks will it take till I get to the Senegada? Because I've been at it since the past 18. Thank you. Okay,
yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. Oh, I love a Zulu girl. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love a Zulu girl.
This is Questa, deck off. I'm trying to break. I'm at all the stars. I'm feeling all the hits. You love me. This is Madiba's Radio.